following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everyone, welcome to the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'm just thinking, all those guys that are gals, mostly guys though, playing their fantasy football semifinals this weekend, and you got Calvin Johnson versus Justin Tucker. You figure, hey, I got this covered. Ain't happening. 61 crazy yards. Baltimore beats Detroit last night. Detroit's just that team, Damon Day. They're just that team. I'm not going to compare them to the Huskers, and I'm going to put them close to the Dallas Cowboys. They're that team that can't stand success. They can't stand it.
I hate to say this because I am not a fan of him, but Colin Cowherd hit it square on the head when he talked about Matthew Stafford being head on backwards guy.
Oh yeah.
And that is, you give Matthew Stafford all that money and all those weapons and they can't score more than 16 point or what was it, 15 points type of thing at home, you know, with no elements. I mean, this wasn't a snow game like the weekend before in Philly.
They did better in the snow.
Yeah. And so, I mean, but it just goes to show you just, you know, I mean, all the talent, all everything under the sun, it still takes you 40 or whatever, how many, what is it, 12-minute quarters?
15.
15 minutes. So, I mean, it takes 60 minutes of playing good football to win a football game. And, you know, don't look now, but here come the Ravens. You know, they're just that team that's winning ugly enough over the last four to now you kind of get into that sixth slot like Green Bay has done, or the four like the Giants have done, or, you know, some other guys, and now you're a Super Bowl contender. It's not even like the best team wins the Super Bowl anymore.
Exactly.
It's the hot, I mean, but I guess, hey, that it is what it is. But I did find that I thought that game and a couple other Monday night games have set back Monday night football to be one of the more irrelevant. I mean, let's face it, the only reason why people are watching some of these Monday night football games is because of fantasy.
Huh.
Because they got that 7-point lead. You know, in fantasy, but these games are absolute clunkers.
Well, and Family Guy reruns are over earlier now, so, you know, you can catch.
I heard they brought the dog back, but I didn't get it. I'm not a Family Guy. I didn't understand the whole thing, but.
I think I got that on demand somewhere. we talked about it with Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay on Friday, that they were one of those teams was Baltimore that's off the radar that could make a run here deep. One of my friends last night said, yeah, but you know, they had the 3-game winning streak, but they haven't beaten anybody. I said, Detroit isn't anybody. They just aren't. And now the Bears, I think the Bears could probably be that team. I think the Bears will win that division in the NFC North or Central, and then and make a run in the playoffs. Maybe win a game.
You're an avid football fan, correct?
Sure. Let's go with
that. You're an avid NFL football fan,
Jeff. Look up avid.
And there, in the National Football League's pursuit of competitive equity, have they made it also a below average product overall?
No, the below-average product is all the extra enforcement of rules and penalties and things like that. And I'm not saying they should, they are, aren't, whatever, because there was a couple of – there was one 15-yarder last night that, again, was just a terrible call. And then there was a couple that you have to throw the flag on. They can't even call them all because there's so many helmet-to-helmets. But that has reduced the product, I think. It is – we don't have a dynasty. Even if the Patriots keep winning, we don't have the Steelers of the 70s, the Cowboys of the 80s, the Niners of the 90s, you know, the Patriots of the 2000s. We don't have that here over the last decade. You may have some teams like New England that continues to win and win their division and make it to the playoffs, but you don't have 15-1. I mean, even again, because you have 4 hours or 3 hours of talk radio to kill on everybody's program, you got to talk about it. But seriously, take me back 6 weeks ago, maybe even a month ago, but probably 6 weeks ago. Is Denver the best team ever? Will Jacksonville and Tampa Bay ever win a game? Oh my goodness, Kansas City, they're the most awesomest. Seattle, they're unbeatable. It all changes. It all changes. Back in the day, those teams would have continued to win. If this was 15 years ago, Denver would be a undefeated or one-loss team. Seattle would be undefeated or one-loss team right now. But anybody can step up and get you now.
As the novice fan, as a guy who just kind of, you know, I'm cloud nine on Sunday. Browns were on, you know, local television. But as
and
novice,
they put up an egg-sucking.
Yeah, I mean, and that's but all the NFL games that I seem to catch my eye or I begin to sit down, they're just bad football. It's just bad because of, like you're saying, there's a penalty on every other play. There's, you know, these guys just, you know, they just tackle the wide receivers and the wide receivers are always wanting the flag. And I mean, literally, you sit there and you watch every play with holding your breath to see, okay, did the flag come out on every incomplete pass, it seems. And so I just find that the NFL product, while maybe in popularity it is growing exponentially, there's just a lot of clunker games. There's just not – I just don't – I guess maybe I'm older now and I have more things to kind of catch my attention on the television, but I just remember the game of football being better executed. There just being better play than there is now. There just seems to be – it's lost its ebb, its flow. It's lost its beauty, in my opinion, with all the flags and all the changing of how the game is to be played. And so I just have found that if it wasn't for fantasy, I don't really know how many – I don't know how the novice fan like myself, that's a guy who enjoys sports, I just don't get the NFL. I just don't – I guess I don't understand all the hype and significance over it because I just think it's a bad product.
Doug Duda, Damon Day, Doug and Daddy Show, first segment. And I sense you're already becoming an angry communist. You're disliking football. Do you even like Christmas? Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Jingle Bells.
Do you let the kids watch Frosty and Rudolph?
Oh, Prep and Landing. That's the new one. Prep and Landing. I love Christmas. Christmas is my holiday.
Boy, you just threw one right by me there. I thought
Prep and Landing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome.
Niece and nephew watch a lot of stuff.
Prep and Landing.
Charlie Brown, man. I'm sorry.
Google
My nephew
DVD.
Loves Charlie Brown.
Yeah, Charlie Brown.
They love Charlie
Timeless
Brown.
Timeless classic. Ugh. Timeless classic. But I am not, despite contrary to public opinion within the Kearney community, I am not communist by any stretch of the imagination. I'm probably more American than – I'm as American as it comes and celebrates the traditions of the United States of America. But I just – there's just certain things that kind of push me towards that communist moniker because of my hatred for LeBron James. And but I put it this way. Even during this time of year, I will sit down and watch the Heat play because that's how much I am – in the Christmas mode.
Oh, that's so great. Now, pretty soon, just every team's going to have to play on Christmas because that's the way it is. We'll talk more about that at a further time. But our guests coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show today, we'll talk a little basketball with Kearney Catholic girls coach Rick Petrie. They take on Ravenna tonight in a girls and boys doubleheader, and they're off to an undefeated start. We'll talk with Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World Herald about where he thinks Nebraska is football-wise and the rumor that he put, not necessarily a rumor, but I guess you have to classify it as that, one of his columns over the weekend about maybe someone from Nebraska contacting Mack Brown's agent. We'll talk about the Big Ten. He has the perspective from the Omaha World Herald to talk to us about that. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up today as well, so stay with us for all of that. And I was going to go into the NBA. You know we're in a problem with the national sports scene because that was the big topic today, was the end of the Knicks Wizards game on the NBA today. So that always sours me when we have to talk. And I think about the United States or the national perspective on ESPN, because I know there's people in certain parts of the country that eat up NBA and could care less if Scott Van Pelt's talking about college football. So that must be how I feel when they talk NBA and the Knicks.
My whole thing is this: Carmelo Anthony, call a timeout. Guy inbounding the ball, call a timeout.
No, it's Carmelo, man. He can make it anywhere. He's got commercials.
You're a professional basketball player, and if every pro guy, every talking pro guy, especially Legler, Legler's the Scott or the who was it? Salisbury was the quarterback guy.
Yeah.
The most average or below average quarterback in the history of the game that just got in there and ripped guys.
Yeah, but he coached Adam Sandler in The Longest Yard how to throw the football properly.
Well, then that gave him expertise in America and the icons of America. But every talking basketball guy from all of them, even, has said the players can call timeouts. There used to be a time when the coaches weren't even allowed to call a timeout in the NBA. So why not call the timeout? And I mean, call the timeout. I mean,
you want to know why? It's the same reason you're watching the deterioration of the younger athletes that play sports. It's all about they haven't been brought up to watch and learn.
They can play the game. They don't know the game.
Yeah, it's all about winning. It's all about scoring. It's all about playing 90 games of travel ball a year. It's not about fundamentals. It's not about watching the game. Heck, they don't even have time to watch the game because they're always at practice. We got baseball practice yesterday. Huh? I mean, that's different from a collegiate. But, I mean, we got 9-year-old travel team baseball practice yesterday. What? Got
to get it done.
What?
Got to get it done.
I don't mean to be – that's not a jab at you or anything. That's not because you're not coaching.
Put it this way.
I'm just saying, if that's all you're doing all year long, how do you have any time to even – you can't have time to enjoy watching or listening or going to a game.
I am not an advocate of youth travel sports. I mean, I'm a here nor there guy, but we have definitely lost the ability to picking sides, sandlot sports, call your own fouls, make your own calls in football, all the pickup games. I mean, I cannot even tell you the last time I drove by – and just saw kids playing. Just saw kids just out playing a sport, whether it be at a hoops. And, I live in a very kid-friendly residential neighborhood, and you just don't see it. You know why? Because they're at the Y for this practice with this coach, and they're at
they're on the
venue.
Xbox.
Or, yeah, I mean,
that's easier to score on the Xbox.
Or if you're losing, you just hit reset. It's a reset generation.
Bubba's never done that, has he?
He doesn't get to play many video games.
But Browns are losing, Dad.
We talk about it all the time within just dealing with our 18 to 22-year-old young people. You can't hit reset. You're 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. You got to figure out how to do something in the fourth at bat. You can't just say, I'll just hit the reset button and get a do-over. You just don't have that.
Do you think your athletes – I mean, this is a perfect example. I mean, it may not be 100% accurate because we're just taking a small group here, but do you think your athletes have knowledge of baseball anymore?
No.
Like you did growing up?
No, this has been a big recruiting couple weeks for us, and I actually spoke out in Denver at a recruiting thing, and I was trying to, people were asking me. I stand up in front of about 250 parents, and I said, because of people in this room, and I'm just categorizing parents in general, the NCAA in baseball specifically has developed a position to put a barrier between the head coach and the parents. It's called the recruiting coordinator.
Yeah.
Ours is Coach Steve Stutzman, does a phenomenal job, but his number one goal is to keep parents away from me during the recruiting process, because that's how over the top parents have become in every facet. I don't know how many kids we will mark on our little recruit board. We will write his name in red because we are seriously debating if we want him in our program for 4 more years because of mom and dad, not because of the kid. Because we always think of it, if they're this involved in the recruiting process, they're not going to let go come once signing period comes, and they're ours. And so when you talk about those types of things, it's changed dramatically. It's changed across – I can't even – just in 10 years, I've been a head coach for 15 years, and it is so different today than it was 5 years ago, and it's not even resembling what it was 10, 15 years ago because of all the travel ball this and travel ball that, and guys just sitting down and being able to watch a game and dissect what a pitcher's doing. I don't know how many times I'll send out a text to a player and be like, hey, you see so-and-so's pitching tonight. Look how he's doing this. And they'll be like, what? Mm-hmm. You know, like you're saying, it's all play, never just sitting back and learning or just sit back and watch a game. This is boring. I'm not going to just sit here. And, you know, and his parents.
Seriously, I did the Joe Morgan arm twitch.
Yeah.
I did it.
I
did it.
You don't see kids being able to imitate those things anymore. You used to go to a camp with 10-year-olds and see everybody doing the Joe Morgan or the Julio Franco. Now kids just don't.
They know how to celebrate, though.
Yeah, they don't watch the games the way that they once did. They know how to pimp home runs, you know, because that's what's played on ESPN. I always say this. Andrew Jones single-handedly ruined outfield play for 2 to 3 generations.
With his one-handers?
With his one hand, slap the ball, drift on everything, never get back and work in. I mean, you just – nowadays, if you see an outfielder who
does it – I thought that was Willie Mays Hayes.
No. He was awesome, though.
Don't ever do it again.
But if you actually ever see an outfielder go back, work through baseball, and do it the right way, you stop and take notice as a coach. I mean, you're like, wow, that kid gets it. That kid's been fundamentally taught.
And then you say, huh, oh, yeah, that's right, his dad's a coach.
Or you know, you look at him and you're like, why is that? I mean, our guys, and this is something that we work on morning, noon, and night, still do it. That's how they've been, you know, just catch it, you know. I'm too cool to do all the little things, right? So
I'm playing ball at UNK.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm playing ball at UNK.
I've arrived. I got to do something more now? I thought this was it. This is the pinnacle. I'm like, no, you have to get better. You got to get better type of – so it's you know, by no means that I mean for opening segment to turn into a
– No, it's great.
But
it's great.
It is just disheartening. Because I got kids coming up through it now, and you know, it dominates conversations when we get together with friends with kids the same age. It dominates the what are we going to do? We're going to get together with friends on New Year's Eve, and I guarantee we'll spend an hour and a half discussing youth athletics and what's our next step. And not in a planning, oh, hey, let's do this so we can angle to get this, but it's just the debate will come. And I'm an avid and to continue my communistic viewpoints, I am not a big fan of allowing my son to play football.
Yeah,
knowing now all the things that I've read and all the information that I don't want to say I'm privileged to because it's all out there, but just in being in the world of academics, you see more papers, you see more studies, not ESPN, not Washington Post, just trying to sell newspapers. We're talking the nuts and bolts of controls, and you get to see those sports medicine things. And man, it is a scary, scary proposition of what football is going to look like in 10, 15, 20 years.
It's all, in my opinion, it's all part of the bigger, faster, stronger. That's what you had to be. And all these, and I'm not a doctor, but let's face it, they're talking about all these hamstring injuries this year. You're not supporting 260-pound guys anymore. You're supporting 330-pound guys. It's the same hammy. It's the same hammy. I mean, these analysts on TV are trying to go, I wonder why that is. Well, it's
your
pretty simple.
Your body's only made to handle so much. I mean, just if you look at how
I think I've hit that point too.
Yeah, you know, but if you the body mechanics of a, you know, there's your tendons can only go so far, your muscles can only stretch so much until the point where you have them in such a moat where they are going to lock up, they are going to break down, people are going to get injured. I mean, it is amazing how many knees injuries we've had this year in the NFL. Now, the guys will come out and tell you it's because everyone's going low now because they don't want to go high, which is I'm sure there's probably some huge validity to that, but. Man, they're not just talking about little tears or here. I mean, you hear about Tyrone Honey Badger.
Yeah.
I mean, what just destroyed? Just what blew up? Like three major ligaments all had to be.
He's off his meds.
But if you look at the play, it wasn't that nasty of a hit. And so, but you're right. When you get to the bigger, faster, stronger, how much can one body take?
Well, I'll tell you what, coming up, Lee Barfneck, Omaha World Herald, Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic girls basketball coach, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I think we need to take a break and just think about how smart we really are. We're going to be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Surviving the holidays and maintaining your waistline takes more than willpower, unless you've got Complete Nutrition on your side. If it's stress, appetite control, or just having the peace of mind knowing you'll make it through the holidays without packing on the pounds, just come into Complete Nutrition today. We have custom plans and products that'll be focused on you. For a limited time, you can play our scratch card game and win big. You can even get your entire purchase for free. You're guaranteed to win at least 25%, maybe 50%, 75%, or even 100%. 100% off your entire purchase. Lose the stress, avoid the guilt, and be in control of your health this season. Stop into Complete Nutrition today to play our guaranteed to win scratch card game for 25, 50, 75, even 100% off your entire purchase. Hurry in before this offer runs out.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
I'm a good gift giver. No, a fantastic gift giver. What do I get in return? An unnecessary cheek pinch. I deserve more. So this year, I'm giving Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards. For every $25 I spend, I can get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. So the next time I hear, oh, that's so sweet, it better be referring to honey barbecue sauce.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Valid in restaurant and participating U.S. locations only. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. Ends limited to 9 p.m. Eastern time on December 31st, 2013. See official rules at buffalowildwings.com for restrictions and details.
Hi, it's the Herd. Your new Regis virtual office will prove to you why it's the ultimate home field advantage. And I just got a month free. Your Regis virtual office has all the benefits of a full-time office without the cost. You get an impressive address, local phone number, whenever, wherever you need it, a staff to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and monthly private office use. Get 1 month free right now, free, regus.com/sports, or call 1-800-OFFICES, that's 1-800.
Family Physical Therapy reminds you that you do have a choice. Thank you for choosing Family Physical Therapy in Kearney, Ravenna, Franklin, Lexington, and Wood River. May you and your families have a blessed Christmas.
We'll have blue skies and sunshine in our forecast for today. West winds will be at 5 to 10 miles per hour with highs in the lower 50s. And we'll have clear conditions tonight with lows near 30 degrees. I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 41.
I can make anybody pretty. I can make you believe any lie. I can make you.
Yeah, this is about it right here. Yeah. And Jeff, please don't take this as a shot at you, because this is not a shot at you, but. We're 1 week away from Christmas, and we're playing alcohol, which I think probably for most people is probably a big part of the relief of family.
Can you imagine just how much alcohol is truly consumed in this country on Thanksgiving and Christmas? I mean, how many people just start slamming beers like the minute they walk in? Because of their in-laws or someone that they got to put up with, or You know, by the time they even get to gift exchange, it's just inappropriately awkward for everybody.
There's only, where's Uncle Bob? He's taking a nap.
Yeah. Where's Daddy?
Yeah. He had to go do something.
Yeah. that's a pretty. Yeah. And I can't.
I mean, seriously, who really likes wine? Yeah, you know, here's who just had three goblets of wine because the turkey or the ham is just, you know, it's going to be bad. It's the only way to choke it down. Or like I'm so fortunate that I haven't run into that. Of course, I don't have a mother-in-law, but there you go.
I'm blessed that my mother-in-law gets me my favorite thing for Christmas every year, and that's ham. And she does. She prepares
I love ham.
Ham is my.
So does Cartman from South Park. He loves ham.
See, I've never seen that show.
Here's the deal, okay? Even if you were or weren't a South Park fan, I had the privilege, and I will call this a privilege, to, before South Park became a series, and there's all the urban legend on how it actually even became it, I got a chance to see on a VCR tape, VHS tape, the bootlegged short that got it all started. And it's crude, and it's rude, and it is incredibly inappropriate, and still may be the funniest damn thing I have ever, ever seen. I mean, I'm telling you, we watched it where I was living, sitting in a recliner. You can over-exaggerate. I actually fell out of the recliner. I was laughing so incredibly hard.
I have never seen. I have seen bits and pieces of the show, but I've never seen. Actually, never sat down and watched it from beginning to end. Obviously, dealing with college athletes or they're baseball players, not really athletes. But you know, I've heard it. How funny it is! I guess I've never really sat down to get the humor. Probably
you
like a Family Guy
No, this is Family Guy's tame compared to South Park. I don't know how South Park is on the air most of the time.
Is it still on the air?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I mean, one of its main characters for a while was Duty. Pooh. I mean, are you kidding me?
Well, it is tough as I have young people, as we've talked about on the show. You know, they see it as, that's a cartoon, and I can't get to the controller fast enough when those are like the Family Guy's on or those types of, you can't get to the controller fast enough to explain to them those aren't really cartoons. You know,
even though the young ones don't get most of it,
still
just slide one of them through. My goodness. Let's go to the Twitter account here. This comes from Nate, who says, for Texas, their only big splash would have been Saban. I'm thinking Art Briles, Gus Malzahn, and still try for Sumlin from Texas A&M for the new Texas football coach. We'll talk with Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World Herald here momentarily to get his opinion on where they may be going. Let's see. What do we got here? This comes from Kellen, who says, thank you for all your fantasy help. Your advice helped me all the way to the semifinals. Hashtag so close. A tie. Oh, no. Oh, no. They go tenths of a point, and he lost 104.5 to 104.45. How do you lose by 0.05 of a point?
Don't you round
in fantasy
up?
Football? Boy, they broke it down to nothing. Torrey Smith.
How many fantasy points did the kicker get in average leagues?
Boy, let's see. He got 9 from Matt Prater. Oh, Blair Walsh buried him. That's how he lost. I'm trying to see where Shane Vereen. Ooh, Shane Vereen killed him. Wow. That's brutal. I did my patriotic best, and I got beaten first round of both of mine.
I made a run.
Sorry, Kellen. Or
to the first round.
You're welcome, Kellen.
I made a run to the first round of the playoffs and just got beat.
I'm just telling you.
We just weren't good enough this year.
There was 3 drafts I was in, and the first 2, I had Justin Tucker as my kicker. And, of course, I didn't make it to the second week. So, bye-bye.
I'm just, you know what? We got to get
Charles.
The CJ and Emma's Browns got to do a better job and get better. We got to get more time in the film room. You know, we just got to get better if we're going to get off the schneid of not even making it a deep run in the playoffs. So we got to get better in the offseason. OTAs are going to be hugely important for us. But we got to make some changes. I'm firing the coach.
I'm going to tell you what. We thought there was some intelligence on the first half of the program today. Wait till we welcome in Lee Barfnecht of the Omaha World Herald with Doug Duda and Damon Day. Lee, good morning. How are you?
You are talking about fantasy stuff, and you think I'm going to raise the intelligence of your show.
Good morning, brother. Oh, my God. Merry Christmas. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, we're having fun, and I think our brains are all fried from the holiday spirit here for a couple of different reasons. But that's the fun. Let's jump into it, Lee. I mentioned yesterday, and of course, your post over the weekend that a source from Nebraska or someone may have contacted Mac Brown's agent. I brought up that, heck, USC reportedly contacted Tony Dungy, and it's an imposter, and it was somebody that just had a phone number. Anything more on that story from your perspective?
I would not have written that story if there was not something to it. So this was not bogus. That was a news story that was sourced for attribution by a 40-year veteran reporter from the Austin American-Statesman, and it was worth pursuing. So,
I hope you didn't take that the wrong way. Do you think?
I've heard a lot of it. Well, we know imposters do this all the time. Well, I don't put my name on imposter stuff. I work on hard news stuff, and that's why I wrote a story about it.
Lee, do you think that Mac Brown would be a good fit at Nebraska?
His agent has said he's not coming, so and the job's not open at Nebraska, so I don't do that kind of speculation.
Perfect.
I'll leave that for you guys. So,
well, that's what we do. There's no doubt about it. I would never think that if there was an opening that would be a good fit. But Nebraska getting ready for the Gator Bowl. They're starting to get back into practice here. The postseason honors have been handed out. It's been a while to digest the Iowa game and the 8-4 season. I'm interested. Everybody has their take on where Nebraska is, not only in the Big Ten but nationally. Lee, what's your thoughts on where Big Red football is?
Well, it just seems like it kind of continued to be stuck in neutral. The program's not in bad shape by any means, but it's not in great shape either. The seasons all kind of look the same. They struggle in the middle of the season and have some, and then rally and have some nice victories, but don't end up with a championship or don't end up with a BCS bid. The turnovers are persistent. We see some players who develop into outstanding players, all conference type players, and we see others who seem to struggle. It just seems like it's almost like Groundhog Day at this point now, the last three seasons.
Lee, Damon Day here, and obviously, Lee, how are you?
Good, man.
Good. Recently, there's been some good commits for the Huskers for the future with some recruiting, and they've kind of gotten some guys to decommit from some other Big Ten schools and take a look at them. And is that a show of not only support for Coach Pelini, but that the him being known as a player's coach?
I think there's probably some of that. I think there's some players commit to the coach. I guess I would hope more players would commit to the school because it's supposedly a total package of education and learning how to grow up as a young man or a young woman when you pick a college or a university to go to. But clearly head coaches and position coaches are critical in the recruiting process. So it's good to see that Nebraska's got some recruiting momentum. It hasn't been that way lately, and it appears that they've got some players that are highly regarded. Again, sometimes, as you guys well know, the recruiting services miss seemingly as much as they hit. So we'll have to see. But the arrow on that appears to be pointed up right now.
We're talking with Lee Barfnecht, Omaha World Herald, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Does that surprise you? Because I guess I'll have to admit I'm a little surprised at what seems to be success after the latest blow-up.
When you're trying to, and I'm sure Damon can vouch for this, when you're trying to get in the minds of 17 and 18-year-old kids, it's a little difficult. So, I think there's, you don't look past I really don't think single incidents or single games play into too many kids' decisions. At least I hope they don't. You know, if you're on campus, if you come to a game in Nebraska, the game day in the stadium experience is as good as anything I've ever seen from coast to coast, without a doubt. If you can get those guys to visit and tour the facilities, and if you can get their parents to come, the parents come and see all the academic stuff, I mean, it's really hard to say no to Nebraska. So I think Nebraska has a lot to sell. I've heard a lot of people say, well, it's so hard to recruit to Nebraska. Well, in some ways it is, but in some ways they've got pluses that other schools couldn't dream of having. So the recruiting thing is, it's I don't think anybody's ever figured that out, but it's always kind of interesting to follow.
Needham on campus today. Yeah, this is Nebraska in December. It's like this all the time. Lee Bartnick, Omaha World Herald.
I used that yesterday.
Did you use that, Damon?
That's why they built. That's why they built tunnels and walkways. They closed walkways from building to building.
I love those too. Lee, Big Ten as a whole. I think it's a competitive conference. A lot of people continue to think it's a weaker conference just because there's not a dominant team. Ohio State was looked at as the dominant team, and then they fall to Michigan State. And I think we've all found out Michigan State's a pretty darn good football team. Is the Big Ten plateau like Nebraska, or is it heading the right direction?
Well, I think the talent level is not high in the Big Ten, and the level of play. I think a lot of this is based on the quarterback play. You know, with Taylor Martinez being out most of the season with injury, Braxton Miller missed almost three games early in the season. Kane Colder at Northwestern getting hurt. Michigan State going through about a 5 or 6 game process before it identified a quarterback. And the other guys, you know, it's pretty average to mediocre talent. And I think that you look at the leagues that are really good, their quarterbacks are good. And the Big 12 is down this year a little bit because their quarterback play overall was not as good as it has been. So I just think that the Big 10 is a notch or two below the other power conferences right now in talent. It did make for a lot of competitive games, but I think the whole conference needs to step it up and really try to get itself back into the national consciousness by getting better players and by playing better schedules.
Maybe not just in football, Lee, but overall now the newness of being in the Big Ten Conference for Nebraska, to me, should have passed. Do you feel that it has?
Yeah, I really feel like Nebraska's been fully integrated at this point. You know, even though the way the scheduling is, Nebraska still hasn't played Indiana in football, but I think it's, I mean, after, you know, 2.5 years, this is probably about as full of integration as you could possibly have, so. And that's allowed Nebraska to learn, you know, how to travel, how to get to these cities and back, where to stay, those kind of things. And then you know, can adjust your recruiting accordingly. So I think it's gone well. I haven't seen any real blips. It is a more collegial conference than the Big 12 was. The Big 12 was kind of at each other's throats a lot. And I think it is more collegial than the Big 10.
Maryland and Rutgers will be coming in. You view that as how for the Big Ten? Good, bad? Is there another word to fill in the blank?
Weird. I'm just going to seem really, really weird to turn on the TV and watch Purdue and Maryland and think, oh, yeah, that's a conference game. It's just, I just think those are, Maryland is not a bad fit, I don't think. The Rutgers thing is puzzling. I understand why they did it. The Big Ten wants to try to tap the New York television market, which I think has always been difficult in college athletics. It's not a college area. And Rutgers is a big school. It's the State University of New Jersey. That's 40,000 enrollments. So, and it's a respected school, but it doesn't raise the Big Ten's consciousness, I don't think, nationally. And their football has struggled recently, so I'm not sure how that's going to help out, but that's the times we live in.
Talk with Lee Bartnick here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio from the Omaha World Herald. You've got a chance to spend some time in the new Pinnacle Bank Arena and watch the basketball team. Your thoughts on especially where the men are right now?
Well, the arena is wonderful. It's almost too nice because at this point people come to the game and they just kind of sit and look around instead of cheering. It's kind of quiet in there, but
it's like sitting in West Stadium
facility. The entire area that's been built around the arena at Lincoln really has been transformed. It looks like a big-time college town. I mean, this has kind of solidified it. It's the area that probably Lincoln had been missing compared to cities like Madison and some of the others. So it's been a great addition. The men are off to a pretty good start. You know, they're still finding their way when you have seven scholarship newcomers, especially when you have, you know, three or four guys who are transfers that set out and are chomping at the bit to make sure that they remind the coach they can shoot the ball a lot. That it kind of takes a while for people to learn their roles and fit together. But I think they've done pretty well. You know, the first half at Creighton was a huge disappointment to them. It was a pretty good cold slap in the face. But, you know, progress is being made. The record may not show it by the end of the year because the Big Ten basketball is really rugged. But I think 10 miles has that arrow pointed in the right direction, too.
I get this question from time to time, Lee, so I'll pose it to you. How does Creighton, sure. How does Creighton do it? And Nebraska, I guess for a lack of a better term, hasn't been able to do it in basketball.
Well, some of it is, you know, commitment to the sport. A lot of it is, you know, obviously that's Creighton men's basketball is their number one sport, their number one focus of their athletic department, of their fundraising, of their boosters. For a long time, Nebraska basketball, for some reason, was the black sheep of athletics in Nebraska. You guys have been around long enough to know that, you know, Nebraska football's won national championships. Nebraska baseball, of all sports, has been to the College World Series. Women's basketball has been to the Sweet 16. You know, volleyball's won national titles. Bowling has won national titles. They've had Olympian wrestlers there. But for some reason, there was administrative indifference and neglect at times to men's basketball. Now I think that's changing. The facilities are first class. The budgets are among the top, you know, 2, 3, 4 in their league. Their salaries are starting to go up commensurately with where they should be. So I think a lot of it is just what your commitment is from your administrations, whether you think that sport is important or not.
Lee Barfnick, Omaha World Herald. Let me throw out Sean Eichhorst to you. How do you think he's been doing on the job so far?
Well, if we'd hear from him, it might be easier to tell. guy seems to hide in his office quite a bit and not say much. So, you know, the few interactions I've had with him, he seems like an extremely intelligent guy, and the people I've talked to that he's worked with have great respect for him. But, you know, there's a huge vacuum of lack of information about what he wants this department to be, what he wants the football program specifically to be, what his goals are. And, you know, when you leave that vacuum, there's going to be plenty of speculation to fill it. So he's a mystery man at this point. And when he was hired, he said that his goal would be in 5 years, if nobody knew who he was, he thought it'd be a success. And he's working toward that goal right now.
Lee, as the hoop season, Big Ten season opens up, highest you think they can go, lowest you think they can go, where do you think they're going to fit into this? Like you said, it's a rugged, tough league.
I picked the ninth in the preseason. I think that's probably, they could maybe finish eighth or ninth. They could also finish, you know, 11th or 12th. It's just so difficult, those top seven or eight teams, to break through right now. You know, Northwestern, I think, is probably struggling the most right now. Minnesota's a little better than I thought they would be. Penn State is more talented than people think, but they seem to lose a lot of close games. So if Nebraska could win a swing game or two against them. You know, last year Nebraska was 5-13 and finished 10th in the league. You know, that record may be the record again. It's just that hard to get much improvement. I think Nebraska might steal a couple games at home that it wouldn't have in the past, just because of the arena, if the crowd keeps coming and stays involved. But, you know, I'm thinking, you know, 5, 6, 7 conference wins is probably where they're going to be.
Well, Lee, what can we get you for Christmas?
An interview with Sean Eichhorst.
I will go perch outside his door and wait for him to sneak out. Lee, hey, have a great
Christmas. bring a lot of food with you because it might take a while.
He may not actually be in there. He's probably got one of those tunnels. Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald. Always appreciate your time, Lee, and have a great Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys. Take care.
Take care, Lee. Lee Barfneck, Omaha World Herald. I think he's the smartest guy there. I mean, I don't know. They're all. I guess maybe that's not the term. He just covers more of it. You know, everybody else that we talk to is very specialized on their department, and Lee seems to pop up everywhere in Nebraska, Big Ten, and has a little. And he's been there longer than anybody. I guess maybe the most experienced and tenured Omaha World Herald sports guy.
I think that, you know, obviously there's no doubt someone contacted Texas about Mac Brown, or someone contacted as far as Mac Brown's availability, admit whether that be at Nebraska or some other schools. My question would be, wouldn't Tressel be a better hire than a Mac Brown? I mean, just from a Big Ten standpoint, just from a Midwestern standpoint.
Who would do that?
Oh. They're both kind of on the haven't had a great deal. I mean, I guess Tressel left under having great deal of success over, you know, his wasn't pushed out. I mean, he just lied.
Watch. Have you seen Youngstown Boys 30 for 30?
Yeah, okay. I saw portions of
there
it.
You go.
I saw portions of it.
There you go.
I'm not a big Maurice Clarett guy. I don't think just because you've gone to prison and all of a sudden, you know, everything.
He's earned his chops, man.
Yeah, I mean, so that's one of those difficult ones. I thought that 30 for 30 definitely portrayed Jim Tressel in a negative light, in my opinion, from the portions that I watched to the point where I turned it off, just because it just seemed like such a one-sided of the story. And for Tressel, there's no real reason to come out and try to fight that machine, per se. But, I mean, there was enough bad decisions to go around for everyone.
I just think if someone from the university contacted Mac Brown's agent, they are incredibly out of touch with what the University of Nebraska is about. That's all I'm saying. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Rick Petrie, you got something?
No, I 110% agree with you.
So,
but when you get into that big of a department, people will start to get their own agendas or have their own ideas that sometimes aren't the best ideas.
George Costanza shouldn't be calling anybody on behalf of the Yankees. We'll be back. We'll talk about Jabba going to Detroit with the man right here. We'll also talk with Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic girls basketball coach. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I think you'll like it. It's coming up.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S. Go.
Lace him up.
Right away. Three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer. Oh, my.
I'm a good gift giver. No, a fantastic gift giver. What do I get in return? An unnecessary cheek pinch. I deserve more. So this year, I'm giving Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards. For every $25 I spend, I can get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. So the next time I hear, "Oh, that's so sweet," it better be referring to honey barbecue sauce.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Valid in restaurant and participating U.S. locations only. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. Ends limited to 9 p.m. Eastern time on December 31st, 2013. See official rules at buffalowildwings.com for restrictions and details.
Got a golfer to give a gift to? Good thing there's Golfsmith. Their team gets golfers. You could even say they're experts. Actually, that's what they are. Golf gift experts. And they know the perfect gift for your golfer, whether they're a local legend or a dedicated duffer.
Found it!
With the best selection of clubs, clothes, and high-tech gadgets, all at the lowest prices, guaranteed. Only Golfsmith has the expertise you need to help you give the perfect round. Shop Golfsmith and Golfsmith.com's Can't Miss Gift.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll have blue skies and sunshine in our forecast for today. West winds will be at 5 to 10 miles per hour with highs in the lower 50s. And we'll have clear conditions tonight with lows near 30 degrees. I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 41.
Doug and Daddy Show, a week away from Christmas. How about doing it up right with a gift from Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance? They've been keeping families happy for 36 years. Since 1977, their focus has been about you, the customer. If you want it in a certain color, a certain size, we all have a price range we're looking for, maybe a different style. They've got it for you at Bruce Furniture. And, of course, they have a free setup, free haul away, free delivery. You can't set it up and haul it away if you don't deliver it first. Easy credit terms at Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering. And brucefurniture.com with the very best name brands. Bruce Furniture has the quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the low price, and maintains their small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of each customer individually. They thank you for your business in 2013. Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach of the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Damon Day. Merry Christmas, sir.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you guys. You
got all the shopping done?
No. How many guys get their shopping done early, Doug?
Well, we got ball games to worry about, coaching and calling and practicing and all that stuff. So, congratulations on the great start to the season.
Yeah, thanks. It's kind of exceeded our expectations a little bit, but now we got a great group of kids that are working hard.
Well, let's talk about getting off on the right foot again. Like everybody that follows the Stars know, had to replace a lot of starters, but you have some kids that had experience, good JV team, and you come out and play three games in three nights, actually two nights and an afternoon, and you beat some quality opponents to start the season and win the early season tournament.
I think those wins gave us a lot of confidence, and I think the kids have improved each and every day. I think one of the things we work on is trying to get better. And with such a young team, sometimes that's something that you can make happen a little bit. And so we're pretty happy with where we've been.
You talked about maybe just a little bit exceeding expectations. Where have you seen maybe some good things or some improvement faster than you had anticipated?
Well, you know, we knew we had a core group of girls coming back with Allie and Whitney, Morgan Studi, Shayla Connor, that had played quite a bit last year. But I think the thing that has surprised us a little bit is how well the freshmen and sophomores have come in and really stepped up. That group of kids has really done an excellent job and are ready to play, and that's been fun to watch.
You graduated a lot of height. How different are you coaching now, or is the game different now that you don't have 3 6-footers in there?
Well, we're certainly shooting a lot more threes, that's for sure.
Now, come on, those 6-footers didn't mind shooting a three once in a while.
Well, they did too, but we're probably a little quicker to pull the trigger right now, so, and sometimes a little more than we want. But, you know, we've got some good shooters, and we're not doing things a whole lot differently than we've done in the past. Our shots are probably coming from different places, but our offense is pretty much the same. And so from that aspect, it's been kind of a nice transition for those younger kids. They know what to expect.
Coach, with a young team, obviously Ravenna's coming up. What are you looking for your team to do to be successful versus them?
Well, we're going to handle their pressure. And, you know, the younger kids have not been exposed to the type of defense and the physical style of play that Ravenna plays. And so we may experience some turnovers. We may, you know, have some growing pains tonight. But, you know, from that aspect, hopefully our juniors and seniors will step up and take a little bit more control of the situation.
Talking with Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic girls basketball coach, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Elm Creek later this week, then you're into the holiday tournament. North Platte St. Pat's, always a solid team. They got a 6'3 girl in the Lawrence girl. Of course, there's Ogallala, there's Amherst, before you get into the first of the season. And schedule-wise, I guess after tonight, it's going to maybe be a while before you play one of those top 10 teams again. But you guys always seem to find a way to hit another gear this time of year. What are you going to be looking for between now and the first of the year?
Well, again, we're going to try and we're playing a lot of kids. We're trying to figure out as coaches the rotations and things like that. A lot of times we're going 5-5, and you know, we're playing 10, 11 kids, and you know, we're trying to look for improvement and what combinations work the best for us. I think that sometimes when you're trying to mix a younger group of kids, and we have a little bit of hype with those younger kids too, so they kind of have to play. So we're just trying to work on, you know, what our expectations are for them, and hopefully they can progress a little bit as we go in through the next, you know, couple, 3 weeks.
And, Rick, you've also had a little bit of a change on the bench with different coaches. You and Schmitty are still there, but how's that been going?
It's going really well. You know, we're very fortunate. Laura Burkink's come in and done a nice job for us. And then Tim Teal, I mean, he's done a tremendous job with those younger kids. He's had a group of those six freshmen for several years now, and those kids are ready to play, and that's a credit to the things that he's done with those kids. Fundamentally, they're very good, and you know, if younger girls have great fundamentals, they have a better chance of playing. And you know, I'm pretty fortunate. His expertise is tremendous.
You do have Seward still on the schedule this year. You got rid of those pesky Pierce girls early on in the season. Just as maybe you've looked over some scores, are there any surprises? Of course, Minden is going to be waiting most likely in your sub-district, so people will be talking about that all year since you play them not in the regular season, but you played against them in the Jamboree. Anything that stuck out to you from teams that you haven't maybe necessarily seen yet?
No, not really. You know, I think that we kind of knew going into the season that Minden would be up there at the top. I think that, you know, Chatterton's a pretty good team. Fairbury, they're probably one of the teams that maybe people aren't really watching real close, but they have a really good team. We played them during summer camp this summer, and that was a very, very competitive game, and so we're well aware of them. And I guess other than that, it's kind of gone according to form a little bit.
Ravenna's at Kearney Catholic tonight. The doubleheader will start around 6 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And, Coach, Merry Christmas. Good luck tonight.
Hey, thanks, guys. Merry Christmas to you.
Take care. Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. Coming up, we have Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and the Associated Press All-American football team has just been announced. Amir Abdullah, a third-team AP All-American. So, wow. You know, top six running backs in the country is what they're saying right there. I don't think that's far off at all.
No, I think, you know, I don't know if he would have – I don't – yeah, that's a great accomplishment for him. I mean, I would have never. If you would have said Amir Abdullah. I'm not very good with pronunciations, but if you would have said that he was a third team All American, I'd say yeah. I mean, when you watch him play, without a doubt, I'm more stunned that he got the recognition just because of the type of season that they had. You know, but nowadays, since all the games are on television, you do see less people you know, always being from the top teams.
Yeah, Carlos Hyde from Ohio State. He's the other third team running back. The second team, Trey Mason of Auburn, who got invited to the Heisman Trophy presentation. Bishop Sankey from Washington, also second team. Your first team running backs, the leading rusher in the country, Andre Williams of Boston College, and Kadeem Carey, who is also getting Heisman votes from Arizona. Before we go to break, the Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday's question, who would win in a hypothetical four-team playoff from this year's BCS standings? Florida State, Auburn, Alabama, Michigan State. Damon, who would you take?
Michigan State.
54% said Florida State, 38% said Alabama. Which of these teams, this is our Midtown Mark Cooler question today at ESPNSuperstation.com, which of these teams will earn the last AFC wild card spot? Now, the Patriots and Bengals lead their division, but they could still be a wild card. You've got the Ravens, the Dolphins, the Chargers, the Steelers, with the Steelers being the biggest long shot. Who's got that final spot there, Damon?
Steelers.
you're just being that guy today, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I just like those teams. I love Michigan State because they're tough. I love the Steelers because of Mike Tomlin. They're a long shot. They're obviously a long shot to do that, but that's who I hope. I'm rooting for them.
Well, the Ravens need to beat New England this weekend. I think they're playing some pretty good football, but they have to finish with New England and Cincinnati. So if they do get in, it will be the hottest team in the AFC will be the Baltimore Ravens because they'll be at 10-6. But you've got the Dolphins, Buffalo, and the Jets, Chargers, Oakland, and hosting at Kansas City, where they have a lot of success. So somebody that is going to come off the radar like they always do, and it could be the Dolphins or the Chargers. I'll say the Chargers. Why not? You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I was here on the way in today. They were talking about ESPN on how Philbin for the Dolphins is the coach of the year candidate. Can you really be the coach of the year candidate when your locker room has been completely imploded? And you have a workman's comp or workplace violation. I mean, you have an investigation going on about your football team.
Yeah, but that's one ding-dong.
Is that really, though?
Well, let me ask you, because this I could point it right at you as a coach. You got some ding-dong up here that's on the on your team that is doing something that obviously every coach knows. You can know a lot about what your kids are doing, but he's got some kind of illegal business going on behind the scenes. I'll just throw that out for an instance. The heat's going to come down on you, too. And I've never thought that that is fair.
I think without a doubt it's not fair. But when you're getting the GM, you know, telling, you know, basically pushing him to toughen guys up and some other things. I mean, I'm just saying that there seems to be a little bit more there to, you know, I just didn't know. It just seems to be, you know, and you're right. You can push it right back at me because there's probably 80% of the things in the locker room that I don't know about, which is a blessing to not know everything per se. But in that situation where it seems to be a unified movement to toughen this young player up, that they didn't feel like he had the toughness to be an offensive lineman in the NFL, that seems a little bit different than if this was just a rogue guy. It sounds like from the things that are coming out as factual evidence, this was a locker room to where there was a behavior and an attitude and things were being able to be said unabated. But that may be every locker room in the NFL. If you look into the story, there's NFL guys coming out that an NFL locker room is no place for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
You know, so I just found it interesting that they're talking about coach of the year candidates because of what they have been able to do on the field. But it is very interesting with their off the field issues that they're dealing with in Miami.
I think you can throw him in there. I'm just scanning it real quick here, and I come up with three guys. I come up with three guys that I think Andy Reid is going to get a lot of support, but I probably, unless they can win the division, if they do win the division over Denver, okay, because then you beat Denver. But everybody knew they had talent with all the Pro Bowlers that they had last year. And then you've got to also look at how New England just continues to do it. People hate Belichick, but how? How do they keep doing it? And I think you chalk it up to a weak division. But my vote, I think, goes to Bruce Arians of Arizona. How the Cardinals are in the toughest, and they're making it the toughest division in football. How the Arizona Cardinals have a chance to make the playoffs beyond me. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up next.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is the destination for everyone on your holiday list. For men, we have casual wear from Tommy Bahama, Nike Golf, St. Croix, and Cutter & Buck. For business attire, we have suits and sport coats from Hart Schaffner Marks, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And to complete the look, dress shirts and ties. For the ladies, we have Brighton accessories and handbags, shoes, and watches, as well as clothing by Windridge, Aventura, and Sharon Young. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for that perfect gift for everyone on your list.
It's beginning to look a lot like Tixmas.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Tixmas. This season, hook your friends and your family up with the best night ever with great seats on StubHub. Or the best day ever in some cases.
I got you. So NHL seats for dad, basketball tickets for your college nephew, seats for that big game in February for your favorite coworker.
Not making any promises. Besides, I might let you plan your own fun with a StubHub gift certificate.
I like this whole Tixmas thing.
So wish your friends and family a Merry Tixmas with great seats on StubHub today.
StubHub!
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our...
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Moving out the 2013s to make room for even more 2014s. We all know that some folks need to move a little cash. Their tax, I mean, my tax man, he's telling me this all the time. Doug, you got to move some cash. You got to do some shifting around here. Might be a good time to look at a newer pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Dealership. If that's you, they have got some great, great items. And even if it's not you, if you're just looking maybe even for that special Christmas present or something to get you through 2014, stop by and see them on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at the all-new thinkmidway.com. Their inventory is up there. You can see the color, the price range, a little tour of each individual vehicle that they have on either lot, and it's there for you. Andy from Midway is going to stop by and tell us more about it here over the next couple of shows, and we're looking forward to that. Congratulations to Skurs 87 and, what is that, M. Gray 711. They finished 1-2 in our Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge, so be sure to check your ESPN inbox for your prize information. We've got a couple of weeks left for the Fanatics Football Fantasy Challenge, courtesy of the Doug and Daddy Show, and then we draw out the winner of the $200 Super Bowl party from Fanatics. So there you go. By the way, just it might have even been last Tuesday after you were in. Jabba Chamberlain signs a one-year deal with the Detroit Tigers. What can you tell us?
Oh, I'm excited for him to kind of talk to him about the process of the few times I've gotten to see him in the offseason. And hopefully once the calendar kicks over towards January and we start looking towards Upper Deck Club Banquet, that'll be our annual banquet that he will be attending. Maybe we can get him on and kind of talk to him a little bit more. But cool. from what I know, it was down to two or three teams, the Indians, the Diamondbacks. I think it really came down to the Diamondbacks and Detroit. And I think at the end of the day, when all the finances started to kind of work themselves out, I think he just, you know, really felt comfortable with Jeff Jones, the pitching coach for Detroit. And I think for where he's at in his career, I'm just glad to see him go in there with a little confidence. I mean, there was an eagerness to him when we got to sit down and speak with him a little bit. So just real proud of him and real excited for him to kind of get a fresh start and get to, you know, when you get a player that's excited to work with a specific coach, you'll just be amazed at what happens when there's that want to. And so obviously with what that pitching guy, what coach has done at –
Detroit with a Verlander and a Shazier and just, you know, how they've rebuilt that bullpen almost every year. Just excited to see what they can do for Jabba, because I don't think it's as much of a fix to get him back to where he was in 07 and 08. I think it's just more of a let him do it type of thing. So I know I'm excited to see him in a Tigers uniform this coming summer.
But don't the Diamondbacks have a pool?
Yeah, they do have a pool, but I think something about being more in the Midwest and staying in the American League and not pitching in 109 degree, even though they have a dome type of thing.
Controlled environment.
Yeah.
Hey, some Nebraska football players, and let's do it right now while we're waiting for your calls. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, let's get another winner here before Christmas. You can get hooked up with your hams, your turkeys, your prime ribs, maybe a gift card for somebody on your Christmas list at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. And we're going to do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia right now. 888-455-3776. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you are eligible at 888-455-3776. Before we go to the phone lines, a few Nebraska football players have been invited to play in postseason All-Star games. Stanley Jean Baptiste, the Senior Bowl, January 25th in Mobile, Alabama. Quincy Enunwa, Jeremiah Searles in the East-West Shrine Game in St. Petersburg, Florida, also in January on the 18th. UNK Volleyball finished 8th in the country in the final Division II poll. So there you go. Connor Baronic, the MIAA Men's Basketball Player of the Week. The Hastings women play at the College of St. Mary tonight, 5:30, and you can hear it on 1230 AM KHAS. Also, Kennesaw Amherst basketball on the Breeze, 94.5. Ravenna Kearney Catholic Classic Hits, 98.9. St. Cecilia's hosting St. Paul tonight. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's get to it. Who are we chatting with?
Brandon.
Brandon, Merry Christmas, man. How are you doing?
Doing pretty well. How about you guys?
Okay, well I'm doing good. Damon, you doing good?
Everything top
good?
Of the world.
What do you think about my trivia question today, Damon?
I love it.
You love it?
Top five I've ever heard you say.
He's so positive today. I love it. Brandon, this is slightly sports related.
Okay.
But it's really Christmas related. So here we go. Charlie Brown loves baseball. Damon's sport, of course. Charlie Brown Christmas. We all are familiar with the puny little tree that Charlie Brown goes and gets. He hangs an ornament on that tree and the tree falls over. What color is the ornament that Charlie Brown hangs on his spindly Christmas tree?
Oh, God. You're probably asking the wrong person on this one, but let's go for red, I suppose.
See, it needed to be green or yellow. See, there you go, though. You're the first caller in, and you go Husker Red, and you're the winner, Brandon. See, there you go. Right. Now all of a sudden, you're much more of a fan. Christmas spirit going your way. I feel like giving away about 25 more Troutman's Tuesday trivias today, but I don't think Kerry would allow that. And
oh, yeah.
So there you go. Hey, hang on the line. We will get you that, and Jeff will tell you how. Have a good week.
All right, you too. Thanks, guys.
All right, that's the answer, red. I had a few other things there, but we didn't go to it. Jeff said that Amir Abdullah is the first Nebraska All-American running back since who? I thought that would be pretty easy, too. Amon Green. I think that's still the first guy that pops into everybody's head. If it would have been like Dan Alexander or somebody like that, I think that would have been a little tougher.
I think Amon Green would have definitely popped into the as many Husker fans that are out there. You definitely would have hit that one in a hurry.
Everyone, you know, it was Christmas. I wanted it to be simple.
Yeah.
I thought maybe red was too obvious, so you'd get a blue.
It's the holidays.
A yellow, that's
it's the holidays.
That's right. A week away from Christmas Eve, which is what we do. Are you, your family is Christmas Eve, Christmas Day?
Christmas morning.
Christmas morning. Bang.
Okay. Bang. 4:30 in the morning. Wake up.
Yes, little kids. Yeah. Yes. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Damon, have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, buddy.
Folks, tomorrow our Lopo Link will feature UNK Chancellor Doug Christensen on the program. Randy Bushcutter will be in as my co-host. Don't forget to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. It's free with great prizes from Russell's Appliance, Troutman's, Cunningham's, Big Dally's Deli, and more. Just go to ESPNSuperstation.com. We thank Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World Herald and Kearney Catholic Girls Basketball Coach Rick Petrie for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.